Our God, unquestionable, merciful God of justice, we worship you. We give you praise, honor, and adoration. Forever your name be praised. In Jesus' name. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. You are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Our God is an unquestionable God. Unquestionable, merciful God is your God, is my God, is God of justice. Is the one that is fair in his justice. Is God that is true to his justice. Is God that is faithful to the end. And that is why we call him Jehovah. Because he is Jehovah Olugbeja. Because he is Jehovah our defender. Because he is Jehovah our rock. Because he is Jehovah our defense. Because he is our all in all. And that is why we call him Jehovah. Amen. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Tori no le shenje Oluwa. Tori no le shenje Oluwa. Ele she ele wi. Elewi ele she baba, tori no le shenje, tori no le shenje, oluwa. Ni tori no le shenje, oluwa. Tori no le shenje, oluwa. Ele she, ele wi, ele she baba, tori no le shenje, tori no le shenje, oluwa. That is why he is called Jehovah. Is the one that will say a thing and will stand by it. Watch over his word to bring his work to pass. His word will never go out until it fulfills the purpose of sending it. His word never return back to him void. That is our God. And there is no one that can disturb him. Nobody can stand against or opposition of the word of, in opposition of the word of our God. The Yoruba says, Olorun ti a ko le da duro. Olorun ti a ko le da lejo, Olorun wa oba to ga ni. Father, we just thank you. Olorun ti a ko le da duro, mo gbe oga o. Ọlọ́run ti a kò lè dá dúró, mo gbé ọ̀gá o. A ní Ọlọ́run ti a kò lè dá lẹ́jọ́, a gbé ọ̀gá o. Ọlọ́run ti a kò lè dá lẹ́jọ́, a gbé ọ̀gá o. Ọba tẹ́nikẹ́ni ò lè dá dúró tó lè dá ni dúró. Ọba tẹ́nikẹ́ni ò lè pè lẹ́jọ́ tó lè pè ni lẹ́jọ́. Ọba tẹ́nikẹ́ni ò lè dá lẹ́jọ́ tó lè dá ni lẹ́jọ́. Adájọ́ ti ń dádájọ́ lẹ́jọ́. Father, we just worship you. Because you are the judge of all judges. You are the one that reigns over the affairs of men. You are the sovereign God. Daddy, we worship you for this moment. We thank you because by your mercy, Father, by your grace, by your faithfulness, oh Lord, you brought us to yourself again tonight to be blessed of you. Daddy, we thank you, oh Lord, for in your presence tonight, oh Lord, we will receive mercy to get grace for help because we have come and we will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. You will bless us, O Lord, abundantly, O God. Father, as we decree on this mountain tonight, in your presence, O Lord, Father, to your hearing, O Lord, so you will do unto us, because you are Jehovah, because you are God that answered the prayers of his people, because unto you all flesh come, the God that answered prayers. We have come again tonight. Father, every prayer point, every decree, every declaration, Daddy, heaven we accept and we do likewise, even unto us with testimony following. In the name of Jesus, our prayer of tonight, we come unto you, God, even as a sweet smelling savor. In the name of Jesus, no prince of Persia, in state, in nation, in county, in vicinity, that this message is being transmitted at this time, we'll be able to withhold our answer prayer. Father, as we pray and you release answer, we will receive in the name of Jesus. Our expectation from you tonight shall never be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, thank you for your mighty presence that is so great. Daddy, we appreciate your kingdom in our midst. Thank you because every other kingdom bow even to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. We give you praise. And together as your people, we decree and we declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sown deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our garden tonight, over this mountain tonight, over individual lives on this platform tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We bless you, O God, for the righteousness of Jesus that you have imputed upon us. Thank you for taking all our sins away. Thank you because we have right standing before you, our God. Father, thank you, Lord, because you cannot behold iniquity. That why we put on the righteousness of Jesus. We have no righteousness of our own to claim, but Lord, you will look unto the righteousness of your Son Jesus, and Lord, we will not be pushed away from your presence. For as we come, O Lord, you will receive us covered with the blood of Jesus. Father, with boldness we enter the throne of grace tonight. Thank you, O Lord, for we will be blessed abundantly, even our returning shall be great. Forever your name be praised, O God. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Quickly, we want to go into the Bible passage we are reading tonight, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 24. If you have your Bible open with me, Jeremiah 24. I'm going to read quickly. I believe it's just 10 verses. And please follow me. But if you have your Bible, please open the Bible and let us read together. Jeremiah chapter 24. I'm reading from the Voice version. The day came when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into exile, along with the princes of Judah and the artisans and skilled laborers from Jerusalem. Sometimes after they arrived in Babylon, the Eternal showed me a vision. I looked and saw two baskets of figs placed in front of his temple. One basket was filled with very good figs, freshly ripened, while the other was filled with very bad figs, too rotten to eat. Verse 3. Jeremiah, what do you see? The Eternal God asked him. Jeremiah answered, figs, both good and bad. The good ones are very good, but the bad ones are so rotten they cannot be eaten. At this, the word of the Eternal came to me. That was Jeremiah talking again. And this is what the Lord told him in verse 5. This is what the Eternal God of Israel says. These good figs are like those who have been taken into exile from Judah, the ones I have sent to Chaldea. And even though they are in captivity, I will watch over them, I will look out for their goods, and one day I will bring them home. Then I will rebuild them and not tear them down. Verse 5. I will plant them anew and not uproot them. I will give them a new intense desire to know me, because I am the Eternal One. They will be my people, and I will be their God, because they will return to me completely. I will be their God because they will return to me completely. But the bad figs that are so rotten they cannot be eaten are like King Zedekiah of Judah, his leaders, and the citizens of Jerusalem, those who are left behind in Judah, and those who escaped to Egypt. So I, the Eternal One, will deal with them like the rotten figs they are. I will make them a terror to the watching world, a disgrace and a lesson for all to learn, an object of scorn and cursing wherever I scatter them. I will send them war, famine, and disease against them. They are completely destroyed in the very land I gave to them and their ancestors. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Unchangeable, unquestionable, immortal, invisible, unstoppable God, we bless you in our midst tonight. We worship your majesty, your mighty presence on this mountain, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will fold them like a coat, and like cloth you will change them. But you never change, and your life will never end. That is what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 12. It's talking about God. God will fold everything like a coat, and like clothes he will change them. Like we change clothes, you know, like you change your clothes. Your clothes, you know, you change when you go to work and when you come back, when you go to church, you come back. But God never change, and his life never end, because he's eternal God. He is a merciful and glorious God, a merciful and gracious Father,
according to Psalm 103 verse 8 that says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Forever his name be praised in our life. We thank God for his mercy that is so full over us, and his grace that is so great upon us daily and at all times, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen." My brethren, Psalm 23 verse 6 says, "Your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord a long, long time." This is the confession of the psalmist, King David. God's goodness and mercy be with him all the days of his life. So I decree and declare tonight that God's goodness and kindness will abide with you and with me all the days of our lives, and we will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. God of all goodness and kindness, we adore you for commanding your goodness and kindness over us every moment. Forever your name be praised. We say thank you, Daddy. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, the text read earlier revealed to us the vision and revelation of prophet Jeremiah, which God set before his temple. His revelation happened after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away into Babylon the king of Judah, Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, the prince of Judah, the craftsmen, and the smith from Jerusalem. The revelation was about two baskets of figs, of which one had a very good and excellent figs that are ripe, and the second basket contained figs that are very bad and rotten, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. God used this revelation to inform his prophet Jeremiah about what is going to happen to those who are in exile, King Jeconiah, his princes, and all the craftsmen and the, you know, people that are very productive in the land that King Nebuchadnezzar took away into exile. And also the second one, the bad basket full of rotten figs, are those that remains in Judah, King Zedekiah, and to those who escaped to Egypt. Remember, the Bible says, "Woe unto him that go to Egypt for help." My brother and my sisters, according to Psalm 103 verse 8, that says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy." God allowed and permitted King Jeconiah to be taken into exile together with skilled laborer and craftsmen to help in the great building of Babylon Empire. But let me let you know that this same King Jeconiah, the Lord said that, likened him to be his signet ring, that he will put it out. Somebody forgot to make you his ring. That means constantly you will be with him. He will never depart from you. You will never depart from that person. That is how God so much loved this king. But what happened? This was a very great loss to Judah and Jerusalem. It was a tragedy to Judah and a lasting trouble for the land. But the God of their father is the one that keeps covenant and not a covenant breaker. He remembered his covenant with David, according to 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 15, that says, "But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I took away from before thee." This is what the psalmist says in Psalm 89 verse 33 also, that says, "If the Lord told him, if his children forsake my laws and don't obey them, then I will punish them, but I will never completely take away my loving kindness from them, nor let my promise fail. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back one word of what I said. And this is what God did. Despite that he allowed King to be taken to Ezra in Babylon, you know, King Jeconiah. Despite that, because he's a covenant keeper, he remembered his covenant and he decided to do them good. Even over there, I want you to pray. Merciful God, be merciful unto me and my household in the name of Jesus. Remember your mercy, Lord. You are a merciful God. Tonight, I am standing in your front, Lord. I am standing in your presence. Daddy, have mercy. Have mercy upon me and my household in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Gracious Father, be gracious to me and my family members in the name of Jesus, both far and near, Lord. Gracious God, be gracious. God was so gracious to them, and he considered them as a good, you know, fit, despite that they were taken to Babylon, because of his mercy, because he's a gracious God. I want you to pray. Merciful and gracious God, be slow to be angry with me and my household in any way we have sinned against you. Because let me tell you, for God to permit that to happen, even to King Jeconiah, it was because of his sin that was so great, sin of disobedience. And I pray that God, in any way we have sinned against him, the gracious and merciful God will be gracious to us and be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Merciful Father, let your mercy continue to abound over me and my household in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my brothers and my sister, God remembered his covenant with David according to that 2 Samuel 7:15 and Psalm 89:33. Therefore, he had mercy on those that are carried away into exile in Babylon and promised to do them good. He said that one day he will bring them even home. Then he will rebuild them. You know, God promised them good stuff. You know, he said, I will make sure that things goes well with you. Despite that you are in Babylon, I will make sure that everything is okay with you. King Nebuchadnezzar, let me tell you, cannot prevail over Judah and Jerusalem by his own power, by his own accord. Let us get that right. Whatever thing that happens to you, God knows about it. And God permitted it for a reason. But let me tell you, don't let devil push you to the corner and begin to tell you that God hates you. God never hates you. God hates the sin. God hates the evil ways. God cannot behold iniquity. God cannot behold wickedness. That's why, if God will punish, he punish with love, so that he can bring you back to himself. And because he's a loving father, look at what he planned to do. That despite what you have done, despite that you are in Babylon, you are in exile, I will bring you back. I will rebuild you. I will rebuild you and not tear you down. I will plant them anew and not uproot them. That is a loving, a merciful God, unquestionable God. He decided to show you mercy. Nobody can question him. Remember what he said. Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. What you can't question him. That's why I said that unquestionable, merciful God of justice. He will give unto every man according to his deed. He remember what he planned, what he covenanted with their forefather, and he decided to bring them back. The Bible says in Jeremiah 22:3, verse 5 and verse 3, this is what the Eternal has to say, do what is just and right, rescue the poor ones, being robbed by the extortionists, protect the outsiders, orphans, and the widows in your land from any oppression, for they have no one. Stop the violence and the shedding of innocent blood in this place. And verse 5 says that, but if you refuse my words of warning, I swear by my name, and all that I am, that this place of yours will be laid to waste. That was the sin of King Joachim. That was his sin. You know, he did not do all these things that God wanted him to do. God wants him to do justice, to do what is right and just, to help the poor ones, that those rich ones are even exploiting them, you know, making themselves rich out of even the little that the poor has. He said, I want you to protect the outsiders, those that are homeless, those that have no place, orphans, the widows. But this king refused. And God said, okay, I will hand you over to King Nebuchadnezzar. Beloved in the Lord, it pains God so much for the disobedience of his people, especially when we that he called his own, when we disobey him, to the extent that he has to swear by his name. That means it pains him to, you know, to the bone. That how could you do this? I love you. I even make you the sign, isn't it, of my ring in my hand. And you did not obey my voice. God was so wroth, and God decided to send him to exile. Please let us drop it tonight. Whatever thing that we are doing, whatever thing that is making us not to do right, whatever thing that we are pursuing that is not in accordance with what God wants us to do, let us drop it. You are here. You refuse to give your life to Christ. It pains God. Because he paid for the price of your sin to ransom you with the precious blood of his dear son, Jesus Christ. The act of disobedience, not receiving Jesus Christ, will not make God happy with you. That's why you have to give your life to Christ. You have to obey and accept even that free gift of God. You have to accept. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not die, but would not perish, but have everlasting life. Why will you not receive Christ? Peradventure, you are here, you have not had personal encounter with God, and you have not received, you have not confessed it with your mouth. You know that Jesus is your Lord. You better do that, and you will make God happy. Believing and receiving Jesus, then you will continue to enjoy unending mercy of God that will save you to eternity. Therefore, he is able also to save forever, completely, perfectly, for eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede and intervene on their behalf with God. You see, receiving Christ, you have so many benefits. You know, he's there praying for you, intervening. When if you sin and God wants to drag you to exile, Jesus will say, Daddy, remember, I shed my blood for this one. Remember, see the nail, see it, God, forgive. That is what Jesus is doing. So you better give your life to Christ tonight so that you will begin to partake of the blessings of those who receive Christ, those who have him as their Lord and Savior. I want you to pray, merciful God, forgive all my wrongdoings and for disobeying you in any way. In any way I've done wrong, in any way I've disobeyed you, God, tonight, have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. You are merciful God. By your mercy, do not punish me according to my disobedience to your commands in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if God should mark iniquities, if God should mark your iniquities and my iniquities, do you think we will stand? It's just by his mercy. I want you to pray, Father, merciful God, by your mercy, do not take me away into exile because of my sin. Do not let the enemy take hold of me because of my wrongdoing, because of disobeying you. Merciful God, please do not take away your mercy from me and from my household. Father, as you did unto King Saul. He said it. He said, I took it away from Saul and I gave it. Go and look at the story of David. The seat of mercy, everything, David. He took it away. That's why I said that he's an unquestionable, merciful God of justice. You can't call him to court. is the judge of all judges. He judged every other judge. So he's an unquestionable, merciful God. He decided to took it away from Saul. Even with that sin of disobedience, fearing men more than God. But look at what happened to David. He chose to show him mercy, never to remove mercy from him. I want you to pray. Merciful God, by your mercy, never break your covenant of mercy with me. Never take back your promises of abundant mercy over me and my household in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, decree and declare that you will be saved forever, completely, perfectly for eternity by the mercy of God. The Bible says he saved them by his mercy according to Jude. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, save me completely, perfectly for eternity by your mercy and my household. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jeremiah 24 verse 5, God described those that went to exile, Babylon, as the good figs. He says, this is what the eternal God of Israel says. Those good figs are like those who have been taken into exile from Judah. The ones I have sent to China. You know, he's the one. That's why I said, whatever thing that happened, let me tell you, anything that happened to you, God knows about. He's all-knowing God. He's all-knowing God. Passing through something doesn't mean that, oh, other people are better than you. And he who a father loved, he chastised. Despite that, is the one that sent them to Ezra because of the sin of their king. See what God says about them. He said he's going to do them good. The God Almighty says that he's going to watch over them. Look out for their good. He will bring them home. We build them and not tear them down. We plant them anew and not uproot them. Give them new intense desire to know him because he is eternal God. They will be his people and he will be their God, for they will return totally unto him. That is what he can do because he is God, unquestionable God. At the same time, merciful God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray, decree and declare that the covenant of mercy will not be broken upon you and your household in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my God, I pray tonight, O Lord, the covenant of mercy will not be broken upon me and upon my household in the name of Jesus. My brothers, my sisters, don't worry about your present situation, regardless of how it happened, regardless. People of God, don't worry. God knows about it. He permitted that to happen. And at the same time, by his mercy, he will take you out of it. He will turn around to show you mercy and bring you out of it gloriously in the mighty name of Jesus, even if it's of your sin. He said, if you confess your sin, he is true and just to forgive. Our God is a merciful God that forgives sins. Verse 6 to 7 of that Jeremiah 24 says, even though they are in captivity, I will watch over them. Even in that situation that you are, God is watching over you. He's a loving daddy. He never takes his face out of you because he wants you. He wants you to come back. You want to continue to be your God. God does not want any sinner to die. He wants all of us to return to him. And it's him that can do it because he is a merciful God. Look at that. He said, they will be my people because I will give them a new intense desire to know me because I am the eternal. It's only God. Nobody can win another person. Nobody can say this. No, it's God. Unquestionable, merciful God of justice. They will be my people and I will be their God. These are God's promises, and his promises is yes and amen. Therefore, we are going to decree his promises upon our lives against what our enemies are saying or what they have said concerning us. We are going to decree the word of God. I want you to pray. Merciful and faithful God, I decree that you will watch over me according to your word and my household, regardless of what is going on in my life, regardless of what is going on around me. This I know, that you say you will watch over me. So shall it be, Lord, that daily you watch over me and my household. You will not permit any evil to come near us in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and decree, Daddy, I know you're a merciful God, according to your word, that you will look out for my good. And Lord, tonight, oh Lord, remember this, your word. Look out for my good and for the good of my family members at all times and in all situations, even at this dangerous time. If God did not look out for you, let me tell you, the oppressor want to trample you under their feet. Oh, the enemy don't want anybody to even look unto God or call unto God or to say that, oh, I have the hope of eternity. I want you to pray, God, according to your word, look out for my good and the good of every members of my household in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that by God bringing you home and set to you, God will set to you. That is what it says. I will bring you home and I will set to you. God of settlement, Father, by your mercy, set to me, oh God, set to me. Bring all those that are far away that belong to me, bring us together, Lord. Bring them home, oh Lord, and set to us in the name of Jesus, so the Lord will do unto you and unto me. He will bring all our people home, those that are scattered away. He will bring them home and he will settle us together, and we will enjoy his peace together in the name of Jesus. He said, I will consider their habitation mercy. He will show mercy on their habitation. So the Lord will do unto us that he will show mercy upon our dwellings in the mighty name of Jesus. Merciful God, by your inviolable promises, rebuild us, O Lord, where we need to be rebuilt. Oh Lord, Father, rebuild all also in the name of Jesus. Father, where we need repair, repair us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Merciful God, by your promise, never tear us down at any time for any reason, God, because you're a merciful God. Father, you say you will never tear us down. Daddy, we are holding you by your word. Never tear us down in the name of Jesus. Permit no one to tear us down in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, if God did not tear you down, no power, no scheme of man, no demon can tear you down. So holding on to the word of God, he said he will never tear you down. He will never tear me down. Daddy, we believe you, Lord, and we pray tonight, oh Lord, according to your word, never tear us down at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, he said he will plant you in your household, in your promised land. Father, plant me and my household, oh Lord, in our promised land, oh Lord. Permit nothing to uproot us, because you say you will not. Therefore, no power, no scheme of man, Father, no strategies of the wicked will be able to uproot us out of our promised land. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, let me remind us of the promises of God in Jeremiah 32:40. So that we will know certainly that he is a merciful God. And by his mercy, that is so much towards us, his people, he said, I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will never stop doing good for them. I will put this fear in their heart, so that they will not turn away from me. That's another one. Jeremiah 32:40. What a merciful God. What a powerful God. Take it or leave it. Those that are carried away in exile in Babylon had lost hope and can never thought of returning home. But God said, no, your hope is not gone yet, for I am a merciful God. Though you were carried into exile, I am unquestionable merciful God of justice. I will arise for your sake. Oh, my God. dear brothers and sisters, out of the goodness of God, he promised to return them to Jerusalem. I want you to pray, decree and declare, by covenant, by your covenant, God of covenant, oh, never stop doing me good. Never stop doing good for me and my household. You said it. You will never stop doing good for me. Father, I'm holding you by your word. Never stop doing good for me and my household. You are a covenant keeper. Father, keep this covenant for me and my household. In Jesus' mighty name, he said, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, decree this perilous time, God, by his mercy, we put it in your heart and of all members of your household to fear and respect God. This is a time that many don't even care again. Somebody was asking me, one of my the rider in the van pool to my work. He said, Evangelist Beck, do you think God, Jesus is coming back? Do you think Jesus will return? Is he returning? You know, because one of his friend mother said that when you die, that is when your Jesus return. I said, well, they always say that if you die, that is your time. It has come. Your Jesus has come. But let me tell you, the Bible says he will come back. As he went up, so he will come back. All eyes will see. Let me tell you, people are losing it. Delusion. Even about the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God said, I will give them a heart that they will love me. They will respect me. They will fear me. I want you to pray. Father, put it in my heart and in the heart of my household member. That Lord, we will respect and we will fear you. We will worship you, O Lord, even with fear and trembling. Daddy, we will worship you, O Lord. We will reference you at all times, O Lord. Father, we will not be disrespectful unto you in any way. In the name of Jesus, remember the fear of the Lord is with God. Of wisdom. You need wisdom to live successful life at this time. Fear the Lord. Honor him. Respect him. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that God by his mercy will make you never to turn away from him. Many are dropping by wayside. Many are backsliding. Many are just losing hope. Let me tell you, it's there. Because this is the end time. My devil is walking, you know, tirelessly. He's walking. You know, we say, come and pray. Some will not. Devil don't sleep. He's looking and looking around, seeking who to draw to hell with him. I want you to pray. Daddy, by your mercy, never let me turn away from you in the name of Jesus. Never let me turn away from you in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the mercy of God upon me and my household and my family, none will be deceived by the enemy of our soul in the name of Jesus. None of us will be derailed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 8 to 10 of Jeremiah 24 says, the way that God talked about King Zedekiah and his princes and the remnant of Judah who stays in their land, thinking they are the good ones because they were not carried away into exile, and believe they are mocking. Let me tell you, I believe they will be mocking those that are carried away in exile. That oh yes, it's because of their sin. Oh, that is the reason why they were carried into exile. You dare not think so. Don't laugh at any other person because of what they are passing through. Let me tell you, by saying that, they are offending God, and God is not happy. They are mocking those in exile. They may be saying it was as a result of their sin that is the reason why God allowed them to be taken. You don't do that. Believers in Christ, they are mocking and condemning fellow sisters, brothers, because of their trials. Like I said, there is nothing that happened to a child of God, all his children, that he is not aware of. He, by his sovereignty, permits even things that is happening around us. What we are seeing, if he didn't give it the audacity to happen, it will not. The Bible says all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. He called on his home. Therefore, he will make all things work together for our good in the mighty name of Jesus. That which the enemy thought is for your evil, God will turn it around. Remember what Joseph told the brothers, you meant it for evil. You meant evil for me, but God turned it around. Because he is God, unquestionable, merciful God of justice. My brother, my sister, be still. Hold on. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope concerning that situation. Do not lose hope. God Almighty, He got your back. I want you to pray. Decree and declare, by God's covenant of mercy, of not stopping doing you good, whatever the enemy meant for evil for you, God will turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare, by the mercies of God, by the covenant keeper God, everything that God has decided to do for you, He will not stop. All the good things that He has decided, promised, proposed to do for you, so He will do in the name of Jesus. And what the enemy meant for evil, God, by His mercy, by His power, by His greatness, will turn them around for your good in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Unquestionable God, God of justice, brought to justice King Zedekiah, who sinned against him and brought the nation under siege of the king of Babylon. You know, Jerusalem and Judah. 2 Kings chapter 24 verse 19 says, Zedekiah committed evil in the eternal eyes. He was wicked like Jehoiakim, the father of Jeconiah. King Nebuchadnezzar gave Mattaniah a new name, Zedekiah. He was 21 years old when he was given the throne by the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. He was the one that put it there so that he would be in alliance. Many people, they will put people that they can control. They will put people that they can say, do this and do that. But you know, he deceived King Nebuchadnezzar. You know, he failed to act when he could have. You know, he committed a sin of omission rather than of commission. Because of his failure in doing the right thing at the right time, the moral base of the people of God drifted further away. When you're supposed to do the right thing, when you're supposed to say the right thing, you did not say it so that you would not sin against man. But you prefer to sin against God because God is merciful. He will pay you according to your deed. And that is what happened. That was God qualified and called Zedekiah and all those that are left in Jerusalem and those that run to Egypt as a rotten feet. I want you to pray. Merciful God, tonight, by the power of your mercy, forgive all my sin of omission. Sin of omission. Knowing to do right thing and you refuse to do it and not doing it at the right time. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. I want you to pray. Merciful God, forgive me all my sins of omission in the name of Jesus. Forgive my family members all the sins, all their sins of omission. Father, forgive our ministers. Forgive the body of Christ all our sins of omission in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, please, by your mercy, let not us suffer for failure to act when it's expected of us to act. When you are expected to take a right step to do the right thing, you say, oh, come up, so tell me, come up, so you fear men. I want you to pray. Merciful God, forgive me in any way I failed to act at the right time and have caused others drifted away and even sin against God. By you not saying the right thing at the right time, by you not preaching the right word, many people are drifting away from Christ. They were, you know, just basking in sin and enjoying it because you refuse to condemn it. You refuse to rebuke it, ministers of God. Look at what happened to Zedekiah. Sin of omission. He got punished for it. May God have mercy on all of us in the name of Jesus. When you're supposed to stand for the right, let us stand for the right. Beloved of the Lord, because of Zedekiah's failure to act when it's necessary and urgent, he was taken into exile. Because he practiced a passive evil and not an active evil. You see, you know what they call passive? when somebody will be pushing you, you know, to do it, you will be doing it passively. And you will say, ah, after all, they just asked me to do it. Eni to gbepo laja ko lo jale o. Eni to gbale o le lo na. So you better be careful. God was wrought with him. Please be careful. No excuse before God. You cannot say, I did not do it. But you gave room for others to practice evil. You did not talk about it. That's passive evil. Passive evil, God will punish all evil done by men, whether passive or active. Whether you are actively involved in committing, in making people to sin against God. That is what happened to Zedekiah. Remember Adam, Eve, and Satan in the Garden of Eden, each passing the blame on one another, forgetting that God is God of justice. He is always fair in his judgment. He gave the passive and the active offender his or her judgment according to his unquestionable justice. According to that, you can't question God. I want you to pray, merciful God, to not forgive all sin I have committed passively in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, may your unbroken covenant of mercy upon me today forgive all my sins actively involved in Jesus' name. Sin that you collide together, you connive together, you come together to do evil, actively involved in destroying somebody, in doing wrong, in not stepping out for the right. God forgive us in Jesus' name. I want you to pray. Zedekiah was a righteous king in name. The name of Zedekiah was, you know, Jehovah is righteous, or the justice of Jehovah, according to the Hebrews. But he did evil in the sight of God. He was devoted to idols, and which was very great and sinful to God. His name had no effects or impact in him. Yoruba ni oruko omo man romo oruko Zedekiah ko ro rara. He did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from God, according to 2 Chronicles 36:12. He was prideful, refused the message of God from his prophet. He practiced unbelief, which was pronounced. The Bible said in Jeremiah 37:2, but Zedekiah, his servant, and the people of Judah did not pay attention to the messages the Lord has given to Jeremiah the prophet. You know, neglecting the message, not paying attention to what God is saying, is sinful. That is an act of disobedience. You cannot do that. He was so full of himself, he disobeyed all God's law, according to 2 Chronicles 36:13, that it says he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar. I told you, the one that even put him on throne, he rebelled against, who had made him swear an oath by God. They will make you to swear oath. You will swear oath, but you will get the punishment for it. Zedekiah stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. He refused returning to God. I want you to pray. Merciful God, let my name reveal the meaning to the glory of your name. I don't know your name, but your name must show the glory of God. As your name, as you call that your daughter, you call your son, so their life will reflect in the name of Jesus. So your life will reflect according to your name in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, forgive me of any pride display against you, against your prophet at any time in the name of Jesus, against the word of God spoken by any man of God. Oh, Father, forgive me. The Bible says in Hebrews 8:12, for I will be merciful in regard to their unrighteousness, and I will not remember their sins any longer. I want you to pray tonight. Merciful God, overlook and forgive any evil I have done in your eyes, in the name of Jesus. The Bible saying in Hebrews 8:12, that God will not remember. He will not remember it again. I want you to pray, Father, please tonight overlook and forgive every evil I have done, whether passively or actively, Lord. In your sight, Daddy, forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen. Unquestionable, God said he will not have mercy on the remnant that are left in Judah, and to those who escaped to Egypt to seek refuge, because he declared them as the rotten figs Therefore, he will do unto them. You know, just go and see. He said, he will make them a horror to watching world, a disgrace, a lesson for all to learn. He will make them an object of scorn and cursing wherever they are. I want you to pray. Unquestionable, merciful God, make all my mockers become rotten figs before you in the name of Jesus. Unquestionable God of justice, today make my hater, mockers, a horror to the world to see in the name of Jesus. Merciful God of justice, let all my mockers, scorner, be with disgrace, ashamed in the name of Jesus. Let them become a lesson for all men to learn in the name of Jesus. Father, let them be scapegoats for deciding to hate me, to be my mocker, my scorner, in the name of Jesus. Make them an object of scorn and cursing wherever they go, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, he said he will send word, famine, and all those things, and will destroy them completely. It's not you. It's not me. It's what God says. And as he has said it, so he will do. Unto all that have hated you, so those that are mocking you and scorning you, those that want to see your downfall, those that say that, yes, what you are passing through is because of your sin, those that are saying that, oh, don't mind her, it's because of this that she has done, that he has done, that why she's facing this, he's facing that, God will pay them back in the name of Jesus. Micah chapter 7 verse 8 says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Low back tongue. Even when they are thinking that God is not with you there, the Bible said, even in darkness, God is there with you. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. God, like you dealt with the Edomites who waylaid the Israelites, tonight deal with all Edomites along my path to my promised land in the name of Jesus. Disgrace them, Lord, be wrought with them. The Bible says God was wrought with them sharply. That day tonight, O Lord, every Edomite in my life, that did that are waylaying me, O Lord, Father, delay me getting to my promised land, deal with them in the name of Jesus. Unquestionable God of mercy, give me justice against my haters, against my enemies, in the name of Jesus. Send war against them in the name of Jesus. Merciful, unquestionable God of justice, according to your word, send famine and disease among them. Scatter them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's involved passively or actively opposing my progress, that did deal with them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me justice against them in the name of Jesus. And lastly, I want you to pray. Unquestionable God of mercy, unquestionable God of mercy, by your mercy and justice, destroy completely all those that seek me destroy, all those that want me destroy, all those that wish me destroy, physically or spiritually, in the name of Jesus. You said it, God, that they do so unto them in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to thank God. Let us begin to give him praise how he has led us tonight. Let us begin to thank God because we have a God, unquestionable, merciful God of justice. Is your God, is my God. Oh, he decided to help you, he decided to bless you, he decided to plant you, he decided to fight your battle against your enemy. Who is that we stand against him? He is unquestionable, merciful God. He said, Jacob I've loved, Esau I hated. He is God. Daddy, I just thank you for that wonders that you are doing in my life. Unquestionable miracle. Unquestionable, oh Lord, lifting. Unquestionable, oh Lord, victory, oh Lord. By the power of your mercy. Daddy, I appreciate you, oh Lord. Over all our children, over our family members, both near and far. Father, we appreciate you, oh Lord. Forever your name be praised. Since we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. As you have decreed, as you have declared, so the Lord will do, and you will have testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Good night. Stay blessed. I love you.